If you're a parent who wants your kids to be healthy and vigorous, you may want to think twice about those active video games. You know, the ones that are supposed to get kids jumping and moving around. The games probably won't do any harm, but you can't count on them to get your kids into shape either. The CBC's Kim Brunhuber explains.
Well, at the top of many Christmas wish lists are video games, but many parents don't want their children sitting on the couch for hours, especially since they're aware that only 7% of children are getting the 60 minutes of recommended daily exercise. So they're opting for motion-based games like these. But some doctors are now saying when it comes to getting exercise, this virtual workout is virtually useless. Dr. Mark Tremblay conducted a comprehensive review of the evidence on active video games.
The research shows quite clearly that active video games, at least as they currently exist, result in rather minimal increase in physical activity, even in the short term. And across the day, they result in no increase in physical activity at all.
In fact, he says kids might actually be getting less exercise.
So it may actually be pulling a person inside away from doing, for example, real tennis or real golf or real ball hockey or something like that.
And he believes some parents are spending money on video games instead of sports equipment or lessons. Experts say these games are still a good way to break up the amount of time kids spend sitting, but that a pair of controllers and a joystick are still no substitute for a pair of sneakers and a ball.